This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, the greatest radio shows of all time.
Suspense.
The Shadow Node.
Washington calling David Harding, counter-spy.
Classic Radio Theater.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Fibber McGee and Molly.
Dragnet. Gunsmoke.
The Lone Ranger.
Now, step back into our time machine with your host, Wyatt Cox.
Good evening, friends of the Inner Sanctum.
A summer series that has sort of overtones of The Whistler. The show's called Satan's Waitin'. And this episode of the show was originally broadcast on July 25th, 1950. The episode is entitled Paintings of Death.
Colgate Palmolive Feet Company, makers of Halo shampoo to glorify your hair, and Palmolive shave creams for a smoother, more comfortable way to shave, bring you Satan's Waitin'.
Indeed I am, the one who's always waiting. For this one and that one. Even you, if you choose. You remember me, of course, the diabolic deity of many names, but most popularly known as the Prince of Darkness, Satan. But not to Catherine and Robert. Catherine, slightly married, is more than slightly interested in other young men.
This young artist, he interests me. I wonder if I wouldn't find it quite entertaining to have him paint my portrait.
And the artist, Robert, will do anything, anything at all, to reach his coveted goal.
So she's married. She wants to help me, doesn't she? I can go along. Anything if I can keep going. Win that art contest.
My, a promising situation for my handiwork. Will you rise with me to the occasion? It is early evening, a few weeks after Catherine has begun sitting for her portrait. She returns home after a day at the artist's studio, slips quietly into the house, intending to go directly to her room. But as she passes the open door to her husband's study, her plans are changed abruptly.
Well, Catherine, at last.
Malcolm.
Join in, my love. Join the fun.
The fun? Malcolm, this is ridiculous. You've been drinking.
That I have, but only a little. Don't worry, that's plenty for you.
No, thank you. I'm really too tired. But that beastly artist kept me posing until 6:30 in that stuffy little studio.
Oh, don't bother to explain. I'll pour you a drink.
I told you, Malcolm, I don't care for a drink.
I'll pour you one anyway, because, Catherine, my love, you're going to need it.
Malcolm. Malcolm, I've never seen you like this before.
Right,
never.
My love, you've never seen me like this before, because since the day I married you, I've never felt like this. You see, Catherine, I'm celebrating our coming divorce. Now, didn't I tell you you'd need this drink?
Malcolm. Oh, Malcolm, you're not serious. You're not telling me that you don't love me anymore.
Oh, better than that. I'm saying I never did love you, and you never loved me. And don't put your glass down there. You'll get rings on my report.
Report?
Uh-huh. Detective report. Just got it this afternoon. Interesting. Listen. On Monday, the subject, that's you, left the correspondent's studio at 3:15 p.m., accompanied by correspondent, that's Robert. They proceeded to Baroni's Italian restaurant, where they retired to a curtain booth. Nice touch, that last.
You don't mean this.
On Tuesday at 4:45 p.m., attached photograph of subject and correspondent in embrace was taken through skylight from adjoining roof.
Stop it, stop it! All right, Malcolm, get your divorce. But I'm warning you, I'll take every cent I can get my hands on. And I'll have Robert, too.
Do you really think he'll marry you?
He loves me, real love, something you wouldn't understand.
Well, maybe I'm wrong, but I'm willing to gamble.
Gamble? What does that mean?
It means that with this evidence, a good lawyer can get me a divorce without settling accounts on you. But I'll be fair. You can have the house, Catherine, and enough to run it. Then at the end of 6 months, I'll make you a gift of a cash sum. A large cash sum, provided...
Provided what?
That Robert does love you.
He does.
Enough to marry.
He will.
Within 6 months, after the technicalities in Reno.
Within 6 months.
Well, it's all settled then. No muss, no fuss. I have nothing to worry about, my love. And neither do you.
Well, Catherine, what do you think?
It's fiendish. Oh, it's like Malcolm to laugh at me. He's always laughed at me.
But we can beat him, Catherine. You have Robert now, and Robert does love you, doesn't he?
If I only could be sure. I'm going to see him. Tonight. Now.
Steady, Catherine, steady. Don't let anyone see that we're so frightened about Robert's departure. We must keep up appearances, you know.
Well, he couldn't have gone far. Oh, it's probably nothing. Greg. Maybe Greg Barnes would know where he is.
Of course. You met Robert through Greg in the first place. Of course. Go to Greg's apartment, Catherine. He knows all the artist's haunts. And make it seem casual. Oh, so very casual.
And so... Well, I suppose it's silly to trouble you, Greg, darling, but I thought you might know.
Mm-hmm. Wish I could help, lady, but I'm a newspaper man, laughingly known as an art critic, not a bloodhound.
But you must know some of the places he goes.
I know his paintings are mediocre at best, but his private life? Nope, nothing. However, at the risk of being indelicate, it might be a woman, one of those pretty young art students from the Institute.
You're lying. That isn't true. He wouldn't...
Hey, wait a minute, lady.
All right, Greg. All right. You may as well know the truth. Robert and I are in love. Mm. Malcolm has consented to give me a divorce. If I seem nervous... Well, please find him for me, Greg. I'm so happy and upset all at once. Don't you see?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. Do I call you at home, or has Malcolm already thrown you out?
Call me at home, and the throwing out was the other way around. Remember that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
Catherine, I wonder if Malcolm had something to do with Robert's disappearance.
Malcolm! Yes. Oh, it'd be just like him. He paid Robert to go away so he could laugh at me. Laugh at me and... Hello.
Bloodhound Barnes reporting.
Greg.
Yes.
You found Robert?
Yes.
Oh, where is he?
At his studio.
Well, did you tell him I'd be there?
He's waiting.
Oh, I love you forever.
All women do.
Thank you, Greg. You don't know what this means to me.
Just one thing.
What's that?
After you've married him, treat him right. I said he was a mediocre painter, and he is now, but give him a chance to develop. He can be good. Maybe not great, but at least good. Even that's a rarity these days.
Greg, I love him. From now on, his painting will be the most important thing in life to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
Come in, Catherine.
Oh, darling, I was so worried when I came here.
Yes, Catherine, Greg told me.
Oh, Robert, darling, perhaps I've made a mess of things. I know our little attentions to each other meant nothing, but when Malcolm got jealous... Oh, you don't know what a beast that man can be, Robert. He shouted at me.
For heaven's sake, Catherine, will you spare me the theatrics?
Robert, you don't mean you refuse...
I mean Greg told me everything. I know what you're getting at.
Oh, but don't you see, darling... Oh, I know it may not be very romantic, but it's terribly practical, Robert. Really, it is. I have money, you have talent. We could do such wonderful things together.
Don't worry, Catherine. I'll marry you when it's time. I said I'll marry you. It's what you want, isn't it?
Yes, Robert. It's what I want.
Yes, Catherine. It has all worked out best, hasn't it?
Oh, just wait till Malcolm hears. He'll be so surprised. Then who'll be laughing?
That's right, Catherine. The last laugh. That's what you want most of all. And you will have it. With my help. You just wait and see.
July 25th, 1950. Satan's waiting here on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. No, not me. I'm just waiting on this commercial.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. Bible, 833-34-BIBLE.
Michael Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Are you in bad pain? You know what I mean. Your knees hurt. Your shoulder hurts. Your elbow and back are constantly killing you. And I'm sure you've tried every pain pill or cream available at the drugstore. Am I right? Well, here's something you haven't tried. Pain Magic. Pain Magic is not available at any drugstore. The only place you can get it is by calling the special toll-free number I'm about to give you. And to make things even better, call right now and find out about our buy one, get one free offer. We're so confident it'll work for you that we offer a free bottle with your purchase. No prescription required. Call now to learn how you can get pain magic and get rid of your pain. Remember, your results may vary. 800-492-8164. 800-492-8164. 800-492-8164. That's 800-492-8164.
Now on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox, more of Satan's Waiting from July 25th, 1950, The Paintings of Death.
So, all is going well with our charming little friend, Catherine St. Clair. Her almost ex-husband, Malcolm, has been away in Reno attending to the necessary formalities. Robert, in turn, has already moved into a studio Catherine had built for him in the attic of the St. Clair home. Of course, she had to run up a bill to do it, but with marriage to Robert and a generous settlement from Malcolm in the offing, that she's found little time for concern. Most of her time, in fact, has been spent in celebrating. Tonight, for example, she's entertaining a group of her noisy friends.
So, you're really going to announce it?
But, Greg, announce it, announce what?
Don't be coy, lady. This smells to me like an engagement party.
And if it is?
But me, I'm old-fashioned.
Oh, now, Greg, really? Don't tell me you disapprove.
Oh, it's not that. I had the funny notion the groom-to-be usually turned up at this kind of affair.
Robert?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's up in his studio doing some preliminary sketches or something like that.
Correction, Captain. I was up in my studio.
Robert.
Trying to do some work.
You'll pardon me, Catherine. My cue to leave.
That's right, Greg. And take the others with you.
What did you say?
I told him to take the others with him. Can't you understand, Catherine? I'm trying to do some work.
Are you indeed? Well, it happens these are my friends, and this is my house.
I know that. You haven't given me a minute to forget it.
Well, I won't have you ordering my friends around. Do you understand?
All right. That's fine by me. Just fine.
Robert! Robert, wait! Robert? Oh, darling, I'm sorry. I got rid of all those noisy people. Honestly, I don't know what got into me.
You don't have to apologize, Catherine.
Robert, you're not packing your things.
Yes. I'm moving back into my old studio.
You're not doing anything of the kind. I won't have it.
Catherine, will you please stop telling me what to do and listen to me for a minute? I've been trying for weeks to tell you something, but I just can't seem to.
Tell me what?
It's about my work. I know you haven't been interested, but it's very important to me. In 3 months, I'm going to enter a competition at the Chicago Institute of Art for contemporary paintings.
But you can work here, Robert.
No, I can't. I thought I could work here, but it would be a change of atmosphere I needed. But I was wrong, Catherine.
You're walking out on me. You think nothing of just walking out.
It isn't that. I told you I'd marry you, and I will, but I need these 3 months, just 3 months.
It'll stretch to 6.
No, it can't. The contest will be over.
All right, Robert. 3 months? I wanted to spend some time in Europe before the wedding anyhow. But the day that contest is over, well, you'll want to marry me anyhow, because, frankly, darling, I don't think your paintings have a chance.
What?
I just don't think you're good enough.
We're not at all concerned now, are we, Catherine? No, your parting line to Robert, the truth behind it, it provides a feeling of confidence. Makes the weeks that follow very pleasant ones. London, Paris, the gaiety of new places. Not to mention occasional new escorts.
I've been discreet enough. No one will know.
Right, Catherine. And I'm going to protect you a bit as you journey to your hotel in the French Riviera. No escorts this time. You're alone. As I bring you face to face with none other than...
Malcolm! Oh, Malcolm, I had no idea you were on the continent.
On my way to Monte Carlo, my love.
Oh, gambling. Isn't that a new hobby for you?
Oh, Catherine, I'd say it was simply another facet that you added to my life.
I?
Took it up first in Reno, my girl. Case in your blood.
Well, just so you don't lose my money as well as your own.
Your money? Oh, now, I do hope you haven't gone too far in debt financing yourself so far.
I'm not too worried. Considering how much I'll collect from you, Malcolm.
On our little wager.
On our little wager, yes.
You're not aware, then, that your devoted artist friend Robert has been running around New York with one of his attractive young art students?
Where did you hear that?
Oh, around. Bad news travels fast, my love. Of course, from my point of view, it's good news.
Oh, you underestimate me, Malcolm. As usual.
You're sure you haven't overestimated Robert?
Quite sure. And what's that for?
Just thinking. You only arrived today here on the Riviera, and I'd bet anything, just anything, that you'll take the first plane out of here tonight.
Wasn't he, Catherine? But no matter. It's still the last laugh that counts.
Oh, I've got to be sure. I can't make a fool of myself.
Yes, Catherine.
Robert. I'll go to Robert's studio and find out for myself.
Robert, yes, very good. We'll call on him the moment we reach New York.
Darling.
Take your time, dear.
Catherine. Catherine, I didn't expect...
Didn't expect me back so soon, I know. My, my. So many paintings.
Yes, they're...
Oh, please, Robert. You don't have to tell me. I know they're good. Some are very, very good.
Well, Catherine, these paintings...
Yes, I know. They're going to win the contest for you. And what will that mean, Robert? That our marriage is all off?
Catherine, I'm sorry. But you did ask for this. Yes, it's all off. I might as well admit it. I don't need you any longer.
Well, how nice. I finance you long enough to paint what you want to paint, and then...
You never believed in me. Catherine, you don't know. Good work, not really. We've nothing in common.
Oh, stop it. I'm sick of hearing that.
Sorry, but it's true.
Robert, what you don't know is that I do love you. Why, you've cut me down as surely as if you'd done it with this knife.
Catherine, please don't start the old theatrics again. And get away from those things. That knife, the gun, they're props, things I've borrowed.
Really, Robert? They seem real enough.
Of course they're real.
This knife, isn't it real enough to slash this painting? And this one? Stay away from me. I'll show you, Robert. I'll make you beg to keep you. You're not winning any contest, not with paintings that look like this. And this. I'll slash them all. You hear? I'll cut them to ribbons. Let me go. Let me go.
You've done all you're going to, Catherine. Give me your knife. There. Now let me tell you something.
No! I'll tell you something.
Catherine, the gun.
No.
Put it down.
No, Robert. Not until...
Sure.
Not until I kill you. The gun was real. You are dead. Oh, no, no.
Oh, yes, yes, Catherine. You have killed him just as surely as if you'd planned it.
Oh, what will I do? What will I do?
Well, now let me see. If you don't want to give up, I'm still willing to help. The gun. Isn't there something about the gun?
The gun. I'll wipe it clean. Put it in Robert's hand.
A good start, Catherine. You're getting the idea. And now, supposing we get out of here, call Greg from the drugstore on the corner. Tell the story just a little bit differently from the way it actually happened.
Of course. I can do it. I can convince him.
Hurry, Catherine. We don't want to be found in here with the body. Not the way we're going to tell this. Yes?
Greg? Greg, it's Catherine. Oh, Greg, I've got to see you. It's about Robert.
He refuses to take you back?
Well, I don't know, Greg. I don't know.
Well, I don't understand you, lady. Didn't you go to his studio?
Oh, yes, I did, but he wasn't there. I went in and... Oh, Greg, I did a terrible thing. Really dreadful. He'll never forgive me. I slashed his paintings, cut them to bits. The ones he was going to enter in the contest.
You what?
His paintings, all the beautiful paintings he was going to enter in the contest. Oh, I was so jealous, Greg, thinking of him with that other girl. I destroyed them.
Catherine, you couldn't.
But I did. And now, oh, don't you see, Greg, I'm frightened, terribly frightened. You know what this contest means to him, and when Robert comes back, there's no telling what he might do.
Where are you, Catherine?
Well, I'm calling from the drugstore, half a block from his place.
I'll meet you there. We'll go up to his studio and wait for him together.
Oh, Greg, thank you. Oh, thank you, but do hurry, please. If we don't get back to the studio before Robert does, well, you know how impulsive he is.
I understand. I'll hurry.
From July 25th, 1950, Satan's Waitin' here on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. The conclusion follows these important messages.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A majority of voters believe federal prosecutors have a strong case against former President Trump in the U.S. Capitol riot probe. That's according to a new Harvard University Capps Harris poll. It found 57% of registered voters think that prosecutors have either a strong or very strong case against Trump. Protests are rocking Israel after Parliament passed a law weakening that country's Supreme Court. This Israeli military reservist is criticizing Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
I'm ashamed of him. I
think he's the first dictator over Israel. I think he's lost his heart.
The measure removes the court system's ability to strike down unreasonable government decisions. Whataburger is heading further west. The Texas-based burger chain will open their first restaurant on the Las Vegas Strip. It will be located at the Waldorf Astoria and open 24 hours a day. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox, the conclusion of the summer series, Satan's Waiting, July 25th, 1950, Paintings of Death.
He believed it. Craig believed it.
Of course he believed it, Catherine, and it is almost the truth. But steady now. Just the right degree of surprise when Greg makes the shocking discovery.
Good Lord, Catherine.
Greg, what is it? Greg! We're too late.
Yes.
Oh, Greg, what has he done? What has he done?
It would appear, lady, that he's shot himself.
Oh, no. Oh, Greg, it's my fault. The paintings, I drove him to it. It's almost as if I did it.
Steady, steady now. We've got to call the police right away. There's nothing we can do for Robert now. Now, back to Satan's Waiting.
Thank you.
away from losing, aren't we, Catherine? Though more important than Malcolm's money is that Robert's suicide be accepted as such. Also, as Greg turns to the phone, you look for one more opportunity to suggest the motive.
Operator, will you get me the police, please? An emergency.
Oh, Greg, it's horrible. Just fantastic.
Yes.
The police. I suppose I'll have to tell them I slashed the paintings.
You did, didn't you?
Well, yes, but... Oh, don't you see? People will say I drove into it, that it was my fault.
It's really a shame, Catherine, how little you know or cared about his work. If you had taken an interest in Robert's work, you wouldn't have made your one very big mistake.
Mistake?
That's what I said, Catherine. You see, those paintings you slashed...
What about them?
They aren't Robert's at all. None of them. His have already been placed on display for the competition.
What?
These here in the studio that you thought were so fine, so perfect, they're nothing more than the dawdling but promising efforts of the young student Robert was teaching.
No, you're lying.
Your well-planned motive for suicide is out the window, lady. Oh, hello, police. Sergeant, this is Greg Barnes, the art critic.
Greg, please.
I want to report a murder. That's right. And if you'll hurry straight over, I'll be happy to add a few brilliant comments. Something to change the picture here considerably.
Sorry, Catherine, I did let you pass a hasty judgment on those paintings. My, we weren't quite so artistic in our little murder plan after all, were we? And now, my dear, awaiting your trial for murder, what are your final thoughts?
Robert, he was trying to tell me. Robert tried to tell me they weren't his paintings.
Yes, he did. Robert didn't really want to laugh at you, did he?
Malcolm, he got the last laugh after all.
Malcolm and I, Catherine, don't forget me. In fact, just in case you might, I'm going to see that you hear my laugh morning, noon, and night for the next few thousand years.
Remember, every Tuesday night at the same time, the Colgate Palmolive Peak Company, makers of Halo Shampoo to glorify your hair, and Palmolive Shave Creams for a smoother, more comfortable way to shave, bring you Satan's Waitin'. Satan's Waitin' is written and edited by Joel Malone, directed by George W. Allen, and featured Joan Banks, David Ellis, and, of course, Satan.
Again, I take my leave for other fields. Before I go, however, a reminder to the prudent. My prospects are legion. My arena of activity, universal. With the wrong yield this way or that to temptation, it might be this one or that one, or even you, for whom Satan's waiting.
July 25th, 1950. Satan's Waitin' here on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
It's a big, bold story set in the heartland of America, along the edge of Lonely Mountain, and open for business. And so Big William Gorgon, played by handsome Michael James, fiercely set down his Midwest roots.
Oh, darling, we're going to sell bathrobes and raise chickens.
Set his adoring wife, Wilhelmina, portrayed by beautiful Glenda Olsen.
Oh, I love our store, Will.
But they hadn't counted on Big Ralph's bathrobes and cattle store coming to town.
Oh, Will, what will we do, Will?
Will had a plan, a way of facing love against tough Big Ralph.
We're going to change the face of America. We're going to have advertise.
And for what?
The print, broadcasting, and bus benches. We're going to tell people who we are and where we are.
What's the bus?
And so the story of how one man brought advertising to the heartland.
Oh, Will it work?
It will. My name ain't Will, Wilhelmina. You got to advertise or we'll die.
And so the greatest marketing story of all time is here. Advertise or die, dopey.
Put your message on this national advertising platform. Email classicradiotheater@gmail.com. classicradiotheater@gmail.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. we now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox, another episode of The Adventures of Jungle Jim, July 25th, 1936.
Presenting The Adventures of Jungle Jim. Last week, Jungle Jim and Kolo saw a squadron of bombing planes heading for Derek Bluger's camp in the hills. They began to realize how thoroughly Bluger was preparing for his revolution and spurred themselves on in their efforts to capture that renegade American before he could make trouble. Meanwhile, in his hideout, Bluger had the unfortunate sentry, Wah-Lee, executed by a firing squad as an example to the rest of the Purple Triangle soldiers. Then he had Lynn Chalmers tied to the back of a horse and sent out of the camp gate into the hills. The thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim are pictured each Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. For Comic Weekly, each page printed in full colors is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And now we continue our story. As the horse bearing Lynn Chalmers dashes out into the hills, Derek Bluger turns to Shanghai Lil and Lin Fu.
There she goes. It won't be long now before we'll have Jungle Jim Bradley popping out of his hiding place like a jack-in-the-box.
You hope?
Yes, I... Say, what's the matter with you, Lil?
Nothing's the matter with me, Derek. I never felt better in my life. Why?
I'm not speaking of your health. It's your attitude. Every time I open my mouth lately, you've got some crack to make.
Have I?
Yes, and I'm getting fed up with it.
Oh, most high superior. You must not get overwrought. Remember, you must conserve your strength for the cause.
Don't worry about me, Lin Fu. I can take care of myself and the cause. And I also can take care of those who can't take care of themselves.
Meaning me, Derek?
Yes, if necessary.
Well, thanks for the kind offer, but I'm still able to navigate by myself.
A few more wise remarks from you, baby, and you won't be.
How masterful you are, Derek. You quite frighten me.
Frown if you like, Will, but I'm telling you the truth.
Most High Superior, excuse, please, but maybe it's a good idea. Look out from observation tower and see Missy Chalmers get good start in here.
Yes. Come along, Lin Fu. We'll watch the girl until she's out of sight. Want to come with us, Lil?
No, I've seen all I want of Miss Chalmers.
Okay, suit yourself. Come along then, Lin Fu.
I ride with you, Most High Superior.
Lin Fu, I don't get Lil at all. She's tougher to figure out than one of your Chinese puzzles.
Even Chinese not always successful with puzzles, Most High Superior. Woman of whatever race or color, always enigma to man, Most High Superior.
No, not all of them, Lin Fu. Most of them are like an open book to me. In fact, all of them are. All but Lil. I thought I had the answer to her once, but I was wrong. It's the first time in my life I've been mistaken.
Yes, Most High Superior.
Yes, and it'll be the only time. And come on, let's hurry and get to the top of the tower before that girl disappears into the hills.
Back to Most High Superior. How can we check up on this piece of strategy?
I'll show you when we get to the top of the tower. Here we are, Lin Fu. Come on over to the front edge. Ah, there she goes. See her down there?
Yes, Most High Superior, I see her. But I do not see how we will be able to check up on whether she decoys Jungle Jim Bradley from his hiding place.
Well, that's because you're not looking in the right direction. Look down there, at the camp gates.
A squadron of horsemen are going out after her.
Exactly. They'll keep her in sight all the time.
But they will be seen or heard by Jungle Jim.
Oh, no. They'll be strung out on either side of the trail, up in the hill. Our men have muffled their horses' hoofs so they can't be heard.
Excellent, excellent. What strategy, Most High Superior?
You just leave everything to me, Lin Fu. I don't miss a trick.
So it seems, Most High Superior.
So now you see how I'll be able to check on my trap. This Chalmers horse is the only one to make any noise, and it'll make plenty. Enough to attract Jungle Jim's attention, anyhow.
But, Most High Superior...
What's bothering you now, Lin Fu?
Only one small detail, Most High Superior.
Well, out with it.
Most High Superior, I see how we'd be able to check up on piece of strategy. But, excuse, please. What if Jungle Jim does not see Missy Chalmers?
That, Lin Fu, is the chance we have to take.
Next day finds the camp as busy as a beehive. Officers and soldiers scurry around. Derek Bluger shuts himself in the observation tower with Lin Fu. Finally, Lil gets bored by herself and goes to find out what the excitement is all about.
Who is it?
It's me, Derek.
Wait a minute. What do you want, Lil? I'm busy.
Oh, I wish I were. I'm tired of sitting around doing nothing. And all your men rushing around got my curiosity up. What's going on?
There'll be an attack any moment.
Derek, you mean this is the start of things?
Oh, no, this is just a dress rehearsal. My men are going to attack the camp just as though it was Shanghai or the capital. I don't want my plans to slip up because they've forgotten what they're supposed to do.
I've got to hand it to you, Derek. You don't let much grass grow under your feet.
Perfect timing is what assures success, Lil. You can't be too well drilled for a game like this. One little mistake and it means our necks.
Oh, cheerful thought. But my neck being risked with yours, you mind letting me watch the method by which its fate will be settled?
All right, come in.
Thanks. Hello, Lin Fu.
Welcome, Shanghai Lil.
Everything is just about ready, Lil. At the first sight of the bombing plane, the siren will give warning to the land forces to attack. As soon as the siren sounds, I'll direct the planes by radio. They'll start dropping their bombs.
What? They're going to blow the camp up just for practice?
No, 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 Lil. They're using sacks of flour instead of bombs. They'll be able to see how accurately they've calculated the range.
Here comes first planes, Most High Superior.
Sound the signal for the land forces to attack.
Yes, Most High Superior.
Turn on the two-way radio.
Oh, this is terribly exciting, Derek.
Keep out of the way, Lil. Lin Fu and I have plenty to do. Headquarters calling all planes. Headquarters calling all planes.
NC-185 reporting. NC-70 reporting. NC-39 reporting.
All right, Ben. The land forces have just been given the signal. You can start getting the range now. Keep in contact with me all during the attack.
Here come land forces, Most High Superior.
Good. And here comes the first bomb. Yeah, way off. NC-185, you'll have to do better than that.
What? This one, Most High Superior?
That's better. Still about 100 feet off.
NC-185, you're about 100 feet off center.
Watch this one, Most High Superior.
Direct hit, Most High Superior. That would have blown up the administration building.
It sure would have. Look at the way that sack of flour spilled all over the roof.
Nice work, NC-185. A direct hit. NC-72, try the barracks.
At once, Most High Superior. Here goes.
Excellent, excellent. Another direct hit.
Annie Oakley couldn't have done better.
Direct hit, NC-72. Good work. NC-39, drop a bomb on the officers' quarters.
At once, Most High Superior. Watch this.
Excellent.
Let not know officer's quarters location. He dropped bomb near cookhouse.
There ought to be an appropriate remark about flower bombs and cookhouses, but I can't think of it.
Keep quiet, Lil. NC-39. It's a good thing you're not trying to bomb Shanghai. That one would have landed in Peking. Try again. It's the officer's quarters you're aiming for.
Excuse, please. We'll try again, Most High Superior.
Quite so. This time different, Most High Superior. Officer's roof is white with flour.
Okay, NC-39.
Derek, look down there.
What is it, Lil?
Do my eyes deceive me, or is that our Girl Scout coming back?
What? Where?
Down there, coming up the trail. See her? She's almost at the gate.
Well, I'll be... Attention all planes. Attack is called off. Return to hangars. Cut the radio, Lin Fu, and sound the siren.
At once, Most High Superior.
Come on, Lil. We'll get down there and find out what's happened that the Chalmers girl has returned alone. Open the gate. Let the girl in. Well, Miss Chalmers, what does this mean?
It means that your scheme to use me as a decoy for Jungle Jim has failed.
Has it? Yensing.
Yes, Most High Superior.
Bring a fresh horse.
What are you going to do, Derek? Go out yourself?
Of course not. Do you think I'm a fool?
Here, fresh horse, Most High Superior.
Are you going to send me out, Derek?
No, Lil. Lin Fu, help Yensing transfer Miss Chalmers to this horse.
At once, Most High Superior. Come, Missy.
Wait. It won't do any good, Mr. Bluger.
We'll see about that. As soon as you're securely fastened, you're going out again and decoy Bradley.
But I don't know where he is.
That doesn't make any difference. You'll know as soon as he sees you.
Suppose I warn him that it's a trap.
You'd better not try any tricks, young woman. I mean to get Jungle Jim Bradley dead or alive.
Meanwhile, Jungle Jim and Polo, unaware that their presence in Chuling Pass has been almost positively established, work their way toward Bluger's fortified camp.
We're going in the same direction those bombing planes went, Polo. This trail ought to take us where we want to go.
Yes, it won, Jim.
Getting tired?
Polo, all same like I catch him sleep.
Well, it's almost morning. Just as soon as Mr. Sun pokes his shining face up over the skyline, we'll fall into the nearest cave and sleep, Kolo.
Yes, it won, Jim.
I'll be glad to get this pack off my back. Boy, I sure miss our good old pack horse.
Maybe we catch him pack horse long here, Twan Jim.
I'm afraid we won't have any such luck. When you stampeded our horses, they didn't waste any time getting out of Suling Pass. No, I guess we'll be our own pack horse all the way.
Too bad. Polo him get tired, Twan Jim. Pack him heavy.
We'll try to last out for a little while, Colo. Why, look. It's getting lighter all the time.
Pack no lighter. All same heavy.
I don't mean the pack. I mean that it's just about sunrise.
Oh. Colo him like to give him place to pack horse, Fun Jim.
Listen. You'll have to forget there ever was such a thing as a pack horse or you'll go crazy.
Yes, it won. Fun Jim.
Yes, Colo?
Me, here, horse.
Now, see here. You mustn't let this thing get you down, Colo. I've heard of men in the desert dying of thirst, seeing water lying ahead of them. That's called a mirage, but this hearing a horse, I don't know what you'd call that.
Kolo, tell truth, one Jim. Listen.
Why, Joe. Well, you're right, Kolo. I can hear horses' hooves, too. I wonder who's coming along here.
Bluger sentry?
Maybe. Maybe Bluger himself. Although I don't think he'd bother riding when he has so many planes at his disposal.
One Jim. Look. Horse come there.
Yeah. We can't make out who's riding.
Twan. Girl ride horse.
So it is. Why, it's a white girl. Bound and gagged. Cole, come on. We've got to save her.
Will Lynn Chalmers be able to warn Jungle Jim in time to escape the Purple Triangle Squadron? The adventures you have just heard were dramatized from full-color action pictures appearing in the Comic Weekly. The Big Comic Weekly, distributed with your Hearst Sunday newspaper everywhere. In the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure, you will see all the famous characters who lived in the world of color pictures. There's Colonel Piffle in Room and Board, Jiggs and Maggie in Bringing Up Father, Skippy, Toots and Casper, Flash Gordon, the Katzenjammer Kids, and many, many others. Don't forget our date next week, same time, same station, for a continuation of the adventures of Jungle Jim.
From July 25th, 1936, The Adventures of Jungle Jim here on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's another program that we have been able to uncover a number of new episodes, or not new episodes, but episodes that we have not previously had of The Adventures of Jungle Jim. And we did them because Bill Stacy said he enjoyed hearing The Adventures of Jungle Jim. And so we're finding additional episodes. And when I can squeeze them in, we will. And, of course, part of that is the people who help buy me a coffee. Now, we have that little feature on our webpage, which is classicradio.stream. And as I mentioned to you previously on this program, acquiring rare shows, new shows, shows that are not out there in general circulation, we have to go find them from collectors. And that costs money. And your help is appreciated when we do that. And, of course, I will acknowledge you all. And if I can find something to send you, I will. But anyway, thank you so much for helping us. Thank this radio station. Support their advertisers. It's their kindness and courtesy that gets this broadcast here. And if you want to catch every episode of our show, they're all up on our webpage, classicradio.stream. You can stream the shows there, learn more about classic radio collecting. You can find all the links to download our shows and other sources that are available too as well. You can follow us on social media. We're also on the Twitter machine, yes, at Classic Radio WC. And you can contact me directly. You can even buy me a copy, as I mentioned. And please, tell all your friends that great radio shows are right here at this spot on the radio dial. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox on your favorite station.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Compliment your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.